You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Welcome to Spirits Podcast, episode 62, Ouija Boards.
Oh, you know it. We're those Ouija broads. Get it? Because it sounds the same.
Julia, A, puns are my game. And B, I'm so excited slash like anxious for this episode.
Excite-ish?
Excited? I don't know. But anyway, like, firstly, you don't mess with portals to another universe. Hellgates, Stargates, the back room at a Denny's at 2 in the morning.
With it's the like Beyond not... section of Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, what? There's a section called Beyond?
I don't know.
I mean, I hope there is. Or like Crate and Barrel. Like, what's in the ampersand, man? Where are they keeping those? Anyway, I just want to know. In any case, those kinds of places are just super not my bag, mm-hmm. and I don't want to mess with them. But I also didn't even know that Ouija boards were real. I thought that they were just toys. I thought they were like a print that people sold and stuff. But like, they're real.
Amanda, my sweet jellyfish nettle. There's so much about Ouija boards that just fit everything we're about. They're our aesthetic. They're very kooky and also very spooky. So we'll get into the history, the mystery.
You know who's kooky and spooky, though? Our patrons. That's right.
Wait. What? Why are you guys rhyming?
Oh, Eric, what do you mean rhyming?
We're not rhyming.
What? Yes, you are. Kooky, spooky, history, mystery. It's not Duckburg.
Wait, is this Mighty Ducks or DuckTales?
DuckTales.
It was DuckTales.
Were you having the theme?
It's obviously
song
DuckTales.
Mighty Ducks.
I don't. What do they have a theme? One is hockey and one is a cartoon.
It's the cartoon.
No, both were cartoons. Both were cartoons, but the DuckTales. Who remembers the Mighty Ducks theme?
I don't know. I don't have any notes.
Not important. None of this is making it in the episode. I never got the outlines for the episode. It's not in the drive, and I don't see it on Slack.
I put it there. I mean, it's called Ouija Boards Episode Summary Version 1.2.
Yeah, we had to cut out a bunch of jokes that were in version 1.1. They just, I guess, weren't funny.
I don't see it anywhere. Okay, I'll just keep looking for it. Julia, can we take it from the top with less rhymes?
Sure. Ouija boards. Okay, got it.
This is Spirits Podcast. Oh, no, that's not how to do it. All right, welcome to Spirits Podcast episode 62, Ouija boards.
Wait, I found the doc. I don't see the outline, though.
I'm staring right at it. It starts with history, late 19th century.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, but it's different. Well, that's not funny.
What?
Well, it's just weird. Amanda, you gotta work on your jokes. Is this supposed to be a joke?
What do you mean? I make great jokes all the time. If it's a bad joke, I did not write it.
Eric, what does it say?
Well, it's just like 20 pages of black, and then I scroll down all the way to the bottom, and it says in white, in Comic Sans, come back home.
Okay, that's a pretty good joke, but it wasn't mine.
It's pretty funny. It's a good one.
No, not a good one. And I only have half an hour to record before I gotta go. As you know, I'm going to the Spaghetti Warehouse.
No!
Nice.
Okay, it's kind of nice. I mean, I appreciate that you're going on a self-date to the old Spaghetti Warehouse.
I can't believe you're going without us.
Gotta treat myself for our big anniversary.
I know.
I think we should do it together. We can find a Spaghetti Warehouse that's directly in between us, all meet up, have a reasonably priced meal, and then take a selfie in the trolley car.
It's like a romantic comedy, but with like spaghetti and a podcast for our two-year anniversary. Our two-year anniversary! It's this week!
You know, I'm waiting for rom-coms where the podcast producer is the flimsy job that the woman has, like all of the Hallmark Channel movies.
It's like the new book publisher or something.
Or the magazine editor.
Or like, I don't know, dog sled racer. Is that right?
No.
I got reservations to be inside the trolley. Let's
Dang.
Report.
Whoa. Okay, it's pretty good. All right. Tennyson.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Spirits Podcast, episode 62, Ouija Boards.
Oh, you know it. We're those Ouija broads. Get it? Because they kind of sound the same.
Julia, I'm so excited slash also sort of anxious for this episode.
Excited?
Exitatious, because like, one, I don't mess with portals to another universe, like Hellgates, giant holes in the ground, the kitchen of a Denny's in Long Island, or an IHOP maybe at 2 in the morning.
Ooh, the IHOP, yeah.
Yeah, it's not my bag. But also, I didn't even know that these were real. I thought, honestly, that they were just toys.
Wait, something's wrong with Skype.
Eric, what now?
Husband. What's my husband? My sweet, bearded husband.
You don't hear that?
No, hear what?
Are you getting us back for the Comic Sans thing, which I definitely did not do, but I kind of respect the person who did.
Very funny. Is this one of your audio drama friends? The audio quality isn't that good.
Husband, where are you? Are you still at the factory? Are you still working? I can't find you.
Your husband? Is this a feminist critique I don't know about?
Eric?
Who are you talking to?
No.
What was that?
Are you okay? What's happening? Where'd you go? Hello?
The call's still going.
He's just...
not there.
So... does this mean
we lost our editor. I don't know how to edit.
Neither do I. I know video. I don't know audio.
Oh, shit. Bring up the summary.
Oh my God. The outline is all black now. He wasn't joking. Oh my God. On page 22, there's the text, come back home.
Was it in Comic Sans?
It is in Comic Sans.
Oh, whoa. It's changing. Are you doing
no,
that?
No, look at my hands are up.
Google Docs is going to save it.
I'm not touching it. Oh my God. No way.
Your home is the spaghetti warehouse, and you're coming home to me?